From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting the latest agreement aimed at halting the fighting between Syrian government and the rebel forces seeking to end the rule of President Bashar al-Assad goes into effect Monday at sundown. Analyst David Lesh of Trinity University in Texas calls the ceasefire a step in the right direction, but he sees obstacles.
There's fragmentation on both sides of the conflict. The opposition has been fragmented all along. There's going to have to be a lot of leeway, as there was last February, in terms of continuing sporadic fighting. What is the tipping point toward breakdown or not? People will have to determine that.
The deal was negotiated between the United States, which backs the rebels, and Russia, which has sided with Assad's government. Like most of the previous ceasefire efforts, this one starts with a small 48-hour timeline. Just 2 days after North Korea's nuclear test, Korea's defense ministry is warning that Pyongyang could conduct another nuclear test at any time. The warning comes as U.S. and South Korean defense officials met Monday condemning North Korea's nuclear test. Abraham Denmark is the U.S. Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for East Asia.
I'd echo comments that have been made by several senior leaders across the U.S. government that the United States remains committed to the defense of the ROK against the North Korean threat with all aspects of conventional missile defense.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un considers nuclear weapons to be a tool of survival for his regime. Afghan security forces Monday killed two armed suicide bombers to end a two-hour siege of a hospital in the southern city of Kandahar. Authorities say two suspects wearing the suicide vest stormed the hospital, opening fire on security guards. So far, no one has claimed responsibility. Those suspicions fell on the Taliban because of Kandahar being the birthplace of the Islamist insurgency. I'm Michael Brown, and this is VOA News right now. U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton is off the campaign trail for the next 2 days, recovering from pneumonia. Campaign revealed her diagnosis late Sunday after earlier in the day she unexpectedly left a 9 of 11 observance after complaining of not feeling well. On video, she appeared to stumble and was helped by security as she got into an SUV and was driven to her daughter's New York apartment. She emerged a time later, telling reporters she is okay. Clinton's doctor said later she had become overheated and dehydrated, but was recovering nicely. Her rival, Republican Donald Trump, has previously raised suspicions about Clinton's stamina to be president, but so far has not spoken publicly about Sunday's incident. Political observers believe the calls for both candidates to release detailed medical records will get louder now, with the election less than 2 months away. Early results from Croatia's parliamentary election shows the conservative Croatian Democratic Union, or HDZ, likely will win the most seats, but not enough to rule on its own, setting up another coalition government. Andrej Plenković is president of the HDZ.
The HDZ, as the biggest and the strongest Croatian party, is into the business of uniting rather than dividing Croatian society. I want European values and European priorities to be every day on the agenda of the future government, on the agenda of the future Croatian parliament.
With more than half the votes counted, the HDZ is on track to win at least 62 seats. Police in southeastern Turkey said a car bombing Monday wounded at least 27 people. The blast happened in the city of Van. Between the local offices of the ruling AKP party and the governor's office, it was not immediately clear who was responsible. The explosion came a day after the government dismissed 28 mayors in the mainly Kurdish southeast because of alleged ties to the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party. Gulf Arab states are expressing concern over a bill passed by the U.S. Congress that would allow families of the victims of the September 11, 2001 attacks to sue Saudi government for allegedly supporting terrorism. Six-member Gulf Cooperation Council, of which Saudi Arabia is a key member, said the legislation contravenes the foundations and principles of relations between states, notably sovereign immunity. The House of Representatives passed the bill Friday. The White House has threatened to veto the bill. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington. Join us for much more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.